10 o'clock hour of Will Needs Out
begins now. So here is what my theory is on this, whatever this is on social media. And trust me when I tell you, the person that I talk to about this is very high up in the food chain. I also think he's delusional.
Oh. Okay.
Because I do know this. I know with Bisacci on the staff and Keyshawn Nixon there and Josh Jacobs there, the Green Bay Packers loved the idea of Max Crosby. And those are some people that obviously have firsthand experience with him. And I had someone say to me that, hey, I'm not sure that this Max Crosby thing is over yet.
Ooh.
And I said, that's the most preposterous, ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He just signed an extension worth $106 million, of which $91 million is guaranteed. So that's great. Oh, we love Max Crosby. And look, there's a lot to love about him. There is.
Okay. Yeah.
But when this person said, well, I'm not sure that that's completely over with, that sounded to me like wishful thinking. Oh, gosh.
But you're saying this wasn't some schlub on the street. This was
definitely not a schlub. It was not a schlub.
Would you say high-ranking official?
I'm not going to say anything more about anything other than I think this is.
Can you just say an HRO? Can we say an HRO?
I'm not saying anything.
That's a high-ranking official.
Thank you for those of you following the acronyms.
As opposed to a human resources officer.
I don't know anybody in human resources over there at Lambeau Field. So that's my theory of what people are.
What do you think they mean by it?
About.
They're not. Do you think they would tell you that?
I don't know. Because they're sad that he didn't end up at the Packers, I assume.
But he said said that they still could get him. Right?
I think that they also really like Trey Hendrickson, and maybe that'll be it. Maybe they'll make a deal for him. Again, I don't know how Goody feels about him because he has celebrated his 30th birthday.
Packer Twitter, the leakage that
I don't know those people.
But you said you heard something too.
Right, but that's maybe I heard something different than what they heard. I don't know. I didn't ask them. I hate cryptic crap. I hate
it. What
do
you mean? It's fun.
I'm hearing some rumblings.
You do that all the time.
I got a little birdie in my ear. I don't at all.
You do that all the time. Yes,
I don't.
You do.
If I heard something, I tell you what it is I heard. I don't say, I'm hearing things. I'm hearing some things.
That's true.
That's crap. True. Come on. What did you hear?
So you're hearing that Max Crosby still might be in
right.
Play.
I didn't say
that's
it was realistic
hearing.
Or logical or sensical.
But you heard it from an HRO.
I heard it from
that's
a person.
Happened.
From a person.
But it's HRO.
Who I think is just
Max
delusional.
Crosby, listen, man. Hey, Luka Doncic just signed
the contract.
Jason.
Doncic
just got traded. So I ain't ever going to say, I'm not going to ever homer it. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
No, it's not happening.
As far as Trey Hendrickson goes.
If Max Crosby gets traded to the Packers, I will happily announce that this person was right and I was wrong for thinking he was delusional. I feel very confident I won't have to issue that statement.
Okay,
Stop asking me who it was.
I'm not going to ask you. Will you chill, B? I'm not asking you. I know how this whole game works. Trust me, I've played this game with you long enough. I know how the inner... I get it.
You know but, that I don't bring something up unless I talk to someone who actually matters.
Yeah, but this is like... They could tell you a bunch of stuff. This one's just completely, whoa. What would you have to give up? They're basically giving him that big signing bonus and then letting you have him? You'd have to give up 35 first-round picks to do that. It would make no sense.
This is my point. Maybe that's not what these folks are hearing.
We're so young, we don't need first-round picks for 35 years.
He is 27.
And we saw Big Dog from Washington, Allen, go up to Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing a lot of movement, the Bears picking guys up. Green Bay, I do believe. They lost Slayton. I think one of their strengths last year was, you know, that interior run defense. I thought they really got better. I think this basically tells you Kenny Clark is going to be going back in. He's going to be more of that run stuffer. I don't know. You know, I know he's with Jay Glazer doing all that stuff. Hopefully he's able to bounce back and be that guy again. But he's getting older. We need someone, if it's Wyatt or someone, to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that will be the next piece, whether it's the next couple days. Not one of the high-priced big boy money, but I do think that's the spot Green Bay needs to address next. Mm-hmm. Because I'm with you. I don't see a wide receiver that really fits outside of this one guy. I think this actually makes a lot of sense. He's one of your favorites. I want to see MVS back in Green Bay.
Corey Bradford is coming out of retirement?
No. I want MVS back because you have continued to say Watson not going to be here till November, December, January. That's been your thoughts. I think he'll be back sooner.
I said November.
Let's set a date. Let's have a little fun with this.
I did. I said November.
Yeah, you moved it backwards after you saw him on that treadmill. That treadmill moved.
I still haven't seen him on the treadmill. You're the one who saw him on the treadmill.
I agree with Mike in Oregon. Why not bring MVS back? He knows the system. He has proven to be a good player, and if you limit what he does, he is an MVP getter. He is a Super Bowl champion. I want MVS back, and I want him back in the next week. I want him back before the 18th.
Okay. He will turn 31 years old on October 10th.
MVS is?
No.
Oh, God. No, there's no way he's 31.
He is 30. Oh, he is 30 years old right now. He will be 31 on October 10th.
Wow.
31.
Do you ever wonder where time goes? I remember the old days. MVS is a young, inexperienced receiver getting yelled at by the old QB. And now you're telling me he's 31 blanking years old?
I am. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
This might be one of the cases where the league doesn't come at you fast. That is a crazy stat, an age stat. Nobody would have guessed he's 31. I would have said 27, 28. He's been playing in the league 10 years?
No, he was in the 2018 draft.
What did he call? He's 28 years old. Well, I guess I don't do the math. Great. 2018, so that's seven or eight years in. He's
24 coming out. 23, 24 coming out.
He's going into his eighth NFL season.
That's an amazing number. That's absolutely amazing. I still want him.
Who on the Packers roster has won a Super Bowl now? McManus?
Yep.
Is that it?
Who else?
No, I'm pretty sure that's it. Aaron Banks has played in a couple, right? Banksy. Or at least one. Good old Banksy.
Yeah, he really shored up those San Fernando lines, didn't he?
It was good the first time. It doesn't get better the more you say it, though.
I don't know. It made me chuckle.
I didn't get it the first time.
The banks of a river, the shore of a river.
All right, so let's not ignore the – I know we have talked a lot of Packers free agent talk. News just broke. Okay, go. I don't want to do your job, so
– No, go right ahead. No, do it. Go for it. What are we not
there
supposed to be ignoring?
There was a signing at the quarterback position – that could send ripples and send you back to 2008. It could literally spin the cycle to, 2008. Or is it 2009. It could send this signing could send us back into time actually being a flat circle. We'll look at this and see. This would be Jason's dream.
But I don't want
if it
do
happens.
That. Can't we talk about how Wisconsin lost to Penn State?
We'll do that too.
We're gonna do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So don't want to do this. Take it away, host.
All right, so the Aaron Rodgers
Daniel Jones to Indianapolis, by the way.
So Minnesota was sitting here. They drafted J.J. McCarthy last year. He gets his knee injury. He's unable to play. Darnold's awesome last year for Minnesota until he wasn't. They decide to Seattle trades Geno Smith. Seattle picks up Sam Darnold. So now Minnesota's sitting there and saying, all right, we want Daniel Jones to be here as that bridge guy in case McCarthy isn't any good or he's not healthy.
Right.
So you have those things, right? And everybody is kind of thinking, you know, with Rodgers, well, what's he going to do? The Jets don't want him. The carousel's kind of closing up. He doesn't want to go to the Giants. We know that. Like, he just doesn't.
Pittsburgh.
So, Pittsburgh seems to make a ton of sense. They don't. Justin Fields leaves for New York, takes his spot. And I think Rodgers, he has not come out and said he wants to play, but it seems like that's where everything is leading.
Didn't you say he was retiring?
And he hasn't said anything. I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah, you thought he was retiring, though, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I didn't think he would want to go play with the Giants. I thought Pittsburgh was going to keep Fields. And I just don't envision him going somewhere. He's not going to go and be a backup somewhere. That was what my thought was.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to Minnesota, and this is where it's interesting, the Favre-Rodgers time circle is totally in play. It's there. This whole cycle, which you never could ever imagine, could happen. And now that Daniel Jones has gone, not saying it's going to happen, but it is much more of an opportunity. I don't think Minnesota wants to go down that road, but is Minnesota going to put all of their proverbial eggs in the J.J. McCarthy basket when you just had a team that was knocking at the door of being the number one seed in every playoff game going through Minneapolis in a quarterback that hadn't played and is coming off of a major knee injury? I don't know. So it's going to be Pittsburgh or Minnesota. And as a fan, I think Jason Wildy wants him to go to Minnesota. That's what I think.
All right. So I kind of feel like this is the, hey, they could still trade Max Crosby, even though he got $91.5 million in guaranteed money from the Raiders.
No, this is much more likely than
Crosby
trade.
I would agree. This is more likely than that. But it's still in the same general vicinity. Because you just said Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be a backup. J.J. McCarthy is the starter. For better or for worse, they are putting their eggs in that basket. So it's not like...
Are they?
There's... Yes.
I don't know, Jason, did they offer Sam Darnold anything to come back and be the starter?
No.
They didn't offer him a nickel. We're sure.
I don't know that for certain. I don't know that for certain.
Thank you. Were they in the battle to get Daniel Jones to be here as a bridge guy in case McCarthy's not there?
Daniel Jones is not the same as Aaron Blanken Rodgers. Like he's a guy that you have in case J.J. McCarthy falters or his knee flares up. He's a guy who's started games in the league. He's a guy who's been in the playoffs. But he's not a future Hall of Famer. He couldn't even keep his job with Tommy DeVito. So Daniel Jones made perfect sense for them. Could be the starter, but if things go well, we don't have to start him. Aaron Rodgers in that role of could be the starter, but if things go the way we hope, we don't have to play him, doesn't fit that suit.
Okay.
But hey, you're right about one thing.
I love it. Love the idea.
But it's not going to happen. He's going to Pittsburgh. You know, there was that, remember that time that they played the Steelers? And there was the cat and mouse game between him and Tomlin, and they're smirking at each other and laughing.
A lot of laughs. A lot of lols. A lot of lousing. Yep, I remember. Yep.
Also, I would say that Mike Tomlin might have the level of juice to say, hey, man, no more of this other stuff. If we're going to do this, we're going to run the offense the way we run the offense. I'm happy to have you in the conversation. I'd really like you to not do that McAfee show. I'd really like you to maybe keep it on football and not discuss your ideas of what else is happening in the world. Like, come on, man. Like, let's do this together. I think it could be really good. But I need you to be a little different than you were last season with the Jets. I would say that Mike Tomlin has the gravitas, as you like to say, to do that. Would you agree or disagree?
Okay. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to do what Aaron Rodgers wants.
No matter who his boss is.
That's what I think. No.
Okay. From Tom Pelissero regarding the Vikings and their quarterback scenario. The Vikings tried to retain Daniel Jones, but when it became apparent Jones wasn't convicted about returning,
okay,
Minnesota told him they were moving on. Jones accepted the Colts' one-year offer, and J.J. McCarthy is now the likely
QB1. Wow. Interesting phraseology from Nepel man. Okay.
Can I do my Alonzo Mourning face again?
How about Russell Wilson in Minnesota?
Let Russ cook. Sure. I think Russell Wilson could still return to Pittsburgh too, right?
No, he'll go to the Giants. He'll go to New York.
Okay. That is the quarterback carousel update on Wilde and Tausch. Again, I don't see it, but I am all in on if it happens. I may not actually go to Florida to watch my wide receiver guys work
out. You're definitely not going.
But
not,
you
should, because it would be awesome content for your new employer.
Yeah, the only one I have a number for is Tay Wicks, by the way. He's the only one who
I text him.
Okay, I will.
Don't you think? Wouldn't that be a great?
It would be a great story. We could do video too,
awesome,
with the TV angle.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
He'd probably rather they
get him on the show. You could do the show from there. Have the boys jump on.
The show from the random park where they're working out. I just set up a little card table. I like it. Yeah, count me in.
Do it at the Airbnb. Chip in. Give your percentage if the Airbnb. Give them a little something. For going down there.
I'm not staying with them.
He could also just ask them to
come. You're embedding.
He could do this.
You're an embedded reporter.
Just do it at the Thunder Trio houses and have them do it in the backyard. Or like do it at the Titletown.
You got to get a taste for the whole day in life up.
They are young, good-looking, single guys with lots of money. I am literally the exact opposite of that. I'm not going clubbing with them in Florida.
Who says they're clubbing?
Sure.
You have no idea what they're doing.
They're focused on ball.
That's why we want to know. We want to hear and see what they're doing.
When you were a young NFL player and there was no Sarah Tauscher yet, are you telling me that the boys didn't go out on the town and have some beers and talk to girls? Come on.
But I didn't go into an Airbnb for 6 months with God. No.
Well, there wasn't such a thing. There wasn't Uber yet either.
I know. This, I can't wait for you. You need to do this. Okay. I don't tell you what to do.
I'm going to drive to Minnesota when Aaron Rodgers gets there, and I'm going to be in the press conference when he gets introduced.
Jesse, don't you think Jason should do this?
I think it's just like when you were telling us you took the girls to the Green Bay women's basketball game, and you were chaperoning, and you kind of sat off to the side and let them run around and do their thing. You just go to the club
you
with
are
the guys,
be,
and you chat.
Yeah,
you're the
you
driver.
Put like camouflage on. Just think of those old war reporters that embedded in with the troops. That's what you should do. Seen, not heard.
Bob Woodruff.
Or heard, not seen, or however that phrase goes.
They would appreciate you being the DD for the
yes,
night,
they
too.
Would.
They would take you up on that for sure.
I have done that. I have played that role many, 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 many times over the years, and I am happy to do it. So, yes, I will. I am offering up my
There was any chance that he would actually do this. I continue. You know what's frustrating sometimes? And I know retired Navy fella and other people give me a lot of grief. I give you so many great gold ideas for your journalism part of this, and I just don't get the enthusiasm. I feel like Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers. I have all this enthusiasm, and you just keep saying
it's,
no.
It's not Vince Go Vaughn. In. Vince Vaughn would be me. You would be the other guy.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Great job.
I'm an idea man. I thrive on enthusiasm.
He's the one who has the enthusiasm. Okay, if that's how it is, it flips. But wow. I'm giving you all these great ideas, and you just refuse to do it.
I will text Dontavion Wicks.
Okay. And what's your text going to be?
Yeah, this will be good.
I want you to sell it like you want to go.
I'm looking to work on my route running, Tay. Do you think you guys have a little bit of extra room down there in Florida for me to join you?
Now, that's fun.
Right?
That's fun.
If you don't respond, I assume you're cool with it.
There you go.
Well, if you go down there, you can check to see how their bathroom is at this Airbnb, because I'm guessing
need some work. Off.
You need to get your bath or shower remodel done now. It is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month, only get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel and no payment financing until 2026. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com. To request your free quote with fast professional installation, that is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll continue our planning for my trips to Florida to run routes with Dontavion Wicks and Jaden Reed, and then I'll just go straight to Minneapolis for the introductory press conference that Aaron Rodgers is the new Vikings quarterback, and J.J. McCarthy will spend a year learning from him after spending a year injured behind Sam Darnold. I don't see either of those things occurring, but you never know. What I can tell you, more Wilde and Tausch is straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Quarterback carousel. Geno Smith to the Raiders, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks, Daniel Jones to the Colts, which I thought was where Aaron Rodgers was going so he could be close to Pat McAfee, but that's apparently not in the cards at this point. So where does that leave the quarterback carousel? Well, let's get to a few of those questions in Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank.
Quarterback carousel edition of Take It to the Bank, guys, and we begin with one that is a done deal already. Sam Darnold, fitting on ESPN Madison, 3 years, $100.5 million with the Seattle Seahawks.
He's going to sponsor the softball team.
Perhaps he will. Good one, Jason.
Thank you.
That was good.
Take It to the Bank. The Seattle Seahawks made a wise choice, trading Geno Smith to the Raiders and signing Sam Darnold to that new deal. Tausch?
Yeah, I think so. Sam Darnold played good ball. Geno Smith is a, I think he's a good quarterback. He's going to want bigger money. And my guess, Schneider was looking at it and saying, all right, we're going to try to get a deal. We're not going to go much higher than what you're getting paid now. Geno's put up good numbers for Seattle. Said, we want more. Well, then Schneider's sitting up in first class. Pete Carroll comes knocking up at the door up at Delta. It's like, hey,
is there a door
Johnny,
on first class now?
What are you thinking? And Johnny's like, Pete, I think we can trade you Geno if the price is right. If you're willing to give up that third, I'm on board. We're not going to win big with Geno. You guys can, but we can't. Pete's like, let's do this. And then Pete grabs him. They go there. The carousel's spinning. And you get Sam Darnold, who is coming off of a big boy year at a really reasonable rate that you can get out of in a year or two as you continue to search for that next big thing. Maybe it'll be Sammy. Maybe it won't. But you kind of know what you got with Geno, and you weren't going to pay him to Bonko dollars. So it was you got a third-round pick for him. I think Seattle handled this really, really well.
Yeah, look, I think Geno Smith, he went to, what, two Pro Bowls while he was there. He played good football. Sam Darnold played good football. But good football is not always enough at that position. You're always looking for better football. And the Packers are hoping that they have that with Jordan Love. But the fact of the matter is we still don't know if he's that much better than those guys. He certainly doesn't have enough evidence to say he's undeniably better. This is what teams that don't have Hall of Famers do. They keep trying to figure it out.
He does have evidence that the league views him higher.
Sure, he got paid.
And it's substantially higher. Now, with that, the expectations substantially higher. That's why, oh, you can't be so crude. Jordan Love. Big boy year coming up. I saw it. Like,
yes.
He's doing those drills where he's fighting through a pocket and moving his feet. He looks healthy. He's strong through those bags that are hammering at him as he's whipping the ball. Probably going to spend some time with Wixie and Reed and the boys and Wildy down in that Florida compound.
I'll have to text him and ask him when he's going down there so we can carpool.
How fun will that be?
He got paid more. I think right now, you have to look at a guy like Baker Mayfield and say that Baker Mayfield has done more with the Buccaneers and been more definitive in how good he's capable of being than Jordan has to this point.
Are you saying?
No, I'm not. Whatever you're about to say, I'm saying. I'm not saying.
Would you rather be in Seattle's situation where you're not tied to a quarterback, by all accounts, played better than Jordan Love did last year? Those are facts.
Well,
would you rather have Seattle situation or Green Bay's?
No, I'd rather have Green Bay's because I still believe that he could be him. But what you just said is what it all comes down to.
It's half the cost.
That's not half, right? What is Darnold? $33 million a year. That's what Baker Mayfield is too. We prematurely crowned him. I want to see what he does in year three. Aaron Rodgers took you guys to the Super Bowl in year three as a starter. Is Jordan Love going to play at a high, high, high level? I'm not going. I can tell you this. I'm not going to try the bold-a-thon and say he's going to put up Aaron Rodgers' MVP numbers from 2011. I definitely am not going to say that.
It's pretty early. I would wait. Long ways away from bold-a-thon.
Not with an offense that's going to go through Josh Jacobs and the tight ends. What I do expect is for him to make a big jump in his performance. And if he doesn't, there are going to be some very hard and awkward and unpleasant conversations, most likely on this show, from fans who are like, we gave this guy $55 million a year, and that was a mistake. If he does not make a big jump.
Already started last year.
Right. I think he will make a big jump. I believe that he will.
There are
mutterings among some fans. It's not large. It's not loud. It's kind of that, you know, the
murmur.
Buzz in a room. Murmur. That's exactly the word I was seeking.
Good one, Jesse.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take it to the bank. Speaking of Josh Jacobs, Josh Jacobs will play in more playoff games with the Green Bay Packers than Aaron Jones will play in with the Minnesota Vikings after agreeing to a two-year extension. They've both played in one so far. Tausch?
That is a great question, Jesse. You're having a really good day.
He is.
I think your performance has been strong today.
He went very good yesterday, so it's a good thing he's good today.
Yes. Josh Jacobs, the Green Bay Packers are more solidified. They now are rolling the dice. I watched J.J. McCarthy in college. That team had more first and second round draft picks than you could. I mean, they were littered with them everywhere. And they won because they could run the football. They weren't winning because J.J. McCarthy was lighting them up. Uh-huh. Now, could he be a good player? Yeah, maybe. You know who else has doubts? That locker room. You just got rid of Sam Darnold, won us 14 games last year. We're carrying him off after he beats the rival Green and Gold, played a great game. We're showering him with Gatorades and adulation. And then you say, deuces B, to a kid that ripped his knee up and couldn't even play. Man, there's going to be a lot of doubt there. They better get off to a fast starter. There are going to be a lot of people looking around like, do y'all know what you're doing here? Do y'all know? Because seems like maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs in a landslide on this one, boys.
The two-year extension that Aaron Jones signs, which I'm sure is more of a year-to-year deal with him, but I'm not sure it's a slam dunkie, as you say. I'm not.
Who are you picking?
Well, if they both play in two playoff games, one each year, and they lose them both, they'll have the same. So I'm going to say they're going to tie. Next.
Saw that coming a mile away. Last one in Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank. The Justin...
Does anybody ever retired Navy fella me for what I have to put up with? Like, yes, I'm not always the I can be a lot. I am the first to admit that. But let's not act as if old boy over there. I mean, well, there's one. We'll go just call it a draw. We'll push. I don't know. Well, I don't. I'm going to save my stuff for KBN, for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. When people ask me questions, I don't ever get retired Navy fella saying, thank you for your patience, old T.
You should check the YouTube comments.
Where's Wildy?
They won't let me. I'm a subscriber that is unallowed to get in there.
Something tells
me
that's
not a subscriber.
I am a subscriber.
Take it to the bank.
Another day for another day.
The Justin Fields era, agreeing to a two-year deal with the New York Jets, will be more successful than the Aaron Rodgers era with the Jets.
Retired Navy fellow. I'm here for you, Tausch.
Atta, babe. Atta, babe, retired Navy fellow. I don't know how it couldn't be, Jesse.
The Rodgers era was year one that if they end up drafting somebody, they move on.
It was incredibly but I don't even know if that would be worse because you're paying him a lot less and you're not bringing in half his buddies.
Yeah,
and coaches getting fired. Aaron Glenn ain't getting fired. If Justin Fields doesn't work out, Aaron Glenn ain't getting fired over that.
No, he's not.
I don't know their new GM. He ain't getting fired because of that. This move that he made, smart. It's got some upside. I am not a Justin Fields believer because you can't be, unless you're Lamar Blanken Jackson, you can't be a one-read guy. Lamar Jackson is not that anymore. He has evolved. He's found his niche.
Uh-huh.
Justin Fields a one-read guy and go, and that doesn't work in his business. It just doesn't. The Bears knew it. Pittsburgh knew it. And the Jets are going to find out. And they'll win five or six games.
Find out.
Huh?
F around and find
Faffo?
Out.
Oh, Faffo. Yeah. Yeah, Faffo it.
Darren Moogie. Moogie is the general manager of the, or maybe it's Maugie. Mougey. He's the new guy to be bludgeoned by Goody.
I was at the Bucks game Sunday night. Do either of you guys know the Cavaliers coach?
JB Bickerstaff.
No.
Jesse?
He's in Detroit. I do not know who the head coach of the Cavs is. No.
Cavs are really good.
Yeah?
I'm not bringing out the clown. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, God.
How did this end up being the end of Take It to the Bank? What?
That was eye-opening Sunday. Let's just put it that way. It was eye-opening.
So who's the Cavs coach?
I don't know.
Kenny Atkinson.
That's why I asked.
Long time assistant in the league.
He was in the running
Kenny
for the Bucks
Atkinson.
Job.
Yeah. Well, Kenny's doing pretty well. He was also the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
Spida is special now. Spida.
I'm sorry, who?
Is Spida the new Joker?
Spida Mitchell. No, he is. That Cavalier group is. That is going to be them and the Celtics are going to be. That's going to be a heck of a battle. We'll put it that way.
It's Donovan Mitchell, Jason.
I know who Donovan Mitchell is. I don't follow the NBA closely enough to know he's Spider. What they do know is that Associated Bank is the place to be if you love great customer service and if you love the Badgers, the Brewers, and the Packers, because they've got Associated Bank checking accounts for Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking. But more importantly, they got the best customer service in the industry and all kinds of great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer, including early pay, access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. I could use that this week, actually. They also have credit monitoring to make sure that you're not getting dinged by any fraud or anything. And most importantly, they have the great people of Associated Bank who'll take great care of you the way Ben Sorensen takes great care of us. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More NBA analysis from Old T. We'll talk Cavs basketball next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
They're really good at identifying talent. They're really good at developing talent.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
This is one of the best organizations in Major League Baseball.
100.5 ESPN.
Circle back to NFL free agency. Very quiet on day two so far. Everyone except the Vikings. They continue to be busy as they work to build a very good team around J.J. McCarthy since they don't have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback yet. Do you think by the end of today it'll be clear that Aaron Rodgers is going to be joining the Steelers?
That's what everything points to, but just something. Are we sure he's going to keep playing?
No, I don't know that for certain. No, I don't.
So until we know that, I just don't think he wants to have that taste.
Do we know where he is? Where is he? Like, I learned after the fact that last year when I criticized him for not going to minicamp, he was in Egypt when I was corresponding with him. And
is
then
that
I
after
learned.
After the fact? Is that sure?
No, he was in Egypt at the time. Huh?
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just curious. I felt like we had a pretty good idea that that might be happening in real time, but continue.
Maybe it was during the time. And now I've learned that when I was corresponding with a wide receiver that the Packers didn't talk to, he was in Japan. So, I don't know. I don't have international. Do I have international calling on my plan? I need to find that out for when I embed
myself
with them. Who
was in Japan? Devontae was in Japan.
Yeah.
Or Aaron was in Japan.
No, Devontae was in Japan, apparently.
Okay.
He'd also been to Disney World or Disneyland, from what I could tell. So now he'll be living right near Disneyland. He'll be able to go whenever
Disneyland
he wants.
In Japan or Disneyland in Orlando?
Oh, maybe. Oh, I didn't even think of it that way.
Get the California resident discount in Disneyland.
It's true.
Disneyland.
Yeah. You know some ESPN employees, too. Tausch.
California Dreamin'. A fun little ride. California Dreamin'.
The Californians.
All over California.
How are you doing there?
Take the I-40 for the I-405 down there.
Cooper
down to Santa Monica.
Yeah. What are you doing there?
Yeah. Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action.
What was that last sound?
Where?
Nah.
What was that? Not how I remember.
Billions of dollars in awarded winnings. More or less. Jesse, how you been doing on the Prize Picks there, old fella?
Really good, except for the one that I sent you on Saturday.
The one I sent you Saturday
was all guys I've called high school games for in the past, and I went 0-4 on them. Yeah.
Well, good news. I won on Sunday. Luckily, Giannis showed up. Really, nobody else did for the Bucks, but that's another story for another day. But I won a good W for old T. It's been a while. And Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join over the 10 million members and sign up today. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball and hockey. Any sports. The best place to cash in on your favorite sports. And don't miss your chance. Right now is the league's best fight for playoff positioning. Download the app today. Use that code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run!
Run your game. Wow. Atta babe. Run your game, old boy. Yes, sir.
Great to have you back, at least for a couple days. The 11 o'clock hour will begin as we address the elephant in the room. The University of Wisconsin men's basketball team. Once again, it would appear.
Play on Saturday. You guys know it's Tuesday, right?
I do declare.
Oh, they're calling Daniel Jones Indiana Jones on the McAfee
show.
That's
fun.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fun.
We have some statistics via the ombudsman, Rob Vogel, on how things have gone for your Wisconsin Badgers.
Final four.
Since someone on this panel.
I sent an addendum.
For the
Sweet
second
16.
Straight year.
I
play the promo.
I addendumized it.
I ain't afraid to say there's a Final Four team.
Yeah.
They haven't even won four games. Since he made that proclamation, we'll talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.